This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 315 for Tuesday, March 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday morning as speculative short covering continues to provide support. Canola 30 cents to $2 higher, the May contract up 40 cents at $632.10 per ton. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, which is down sharply this morning, contributed to the strength in the futures, as that falling currency underpins crush margins and makes exports more attractive to global buyers. A firm tone in European rapeseed also provided support, although Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil futures were both weaker. Scale-up farmer selling on the move higher also tempered the gains. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn and wheat held on to small advances. Soybeans, pressured by the advancing Brazilian harvest, the May contract down 3 cents at $11.84 per bushel. The soybean harvest in Brazil is about two-thirds complete. That's running in line with last year's pace. Soybean exports are already picking up out of the country, with 6.4 million tons moved through the first 2 weeks of March. Meanwhile, U.S. soybean exports slowed in the past week, with the year-to-date movement of 35.7 million tons running about 8 million tons behind last year's pace. Corn, it is holding near unchanged, posting small gains though, up 0.75 cents in the May contract at 436.75 per bushel. With Brazilian exporters busy moving soybeans, corn exports out of the country are running behind, with only 250,000 tons exported during the first 2 weeks of March. That compares with 1.3 million tons during the same period last year. Seeding of Brazil's second corn crop is advancing at about 92% complete. Wheat futures steady to higher. Minneapolis spring wheat unchanged in the May contract at 650.75 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 2.25 cents in the May contract at 576 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 3 cents in May at 545 per bushel. Crop ratings for U.S. winter wheat were mixed this past week, with Oklahoma losing 4 points in the good to excellent category, now at 61%, while Kansas and Texas both improved 2 points to 55% and 46%, respectively. The European Union will reportedly place stiff tariffs on wheat from Russia and Belarus, and that should shift the worldwide flow of wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 19th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.